What is the spirit of TJC? If somebody asks you a question, what is the spirit of TJC? The spirit of TJC is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Because church is the body of Christ. Since Christ right now is in heaven and church is in the earth, so church are supposed to manifest the spirit of his head, which is Jesus Christ. And apostolic church exactly try to manifest the spirit of Jesus Christ. So from chapter 2 until right now we come into chapter 5, you can see in chapter 2 they sell everything and share everything in common. That is the spirit of love. Spirit of love. And start from chapter 2, you see Peter's preaching, until chapter 4, you can the power of Jesus Christ manifest in the church. The power of preaching, the power to perform the miracle, the power to bear testimony, and the power to withstand the persecution. So you can see very vividly the mighty power of God manifest through his precious instrument, the apostles. Today, the power of God is going to manifest in the true church through you and me, his instrument. So we need to pursue after this kind of power. We need to cultivate ourselves to become a good vessel, which the power of God can overflow us, and the glory of God can be manifest through us, just like through the apostle in that generation. And now we are coming to chapter 5. Chapter 5 is a continuation of chapter 4 about the persecution. However, there was a story about Ananias in chapter 5. Start from verse 1 to verse 11. The story of Ananias. What does the story of Ananias try to really tell us? The church, there is a throne of mercy. Now, God is going to show mercy in the church. So when you pray, you will receive the grace of God. You will receive the Holy Spirit. And also, the church will become a throne of God's judgment, to show God's justice. So in the chapter 5, Ananias, let's see verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, which Sapphira, had his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also been aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has the Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived these things in your heart? And you have not lied to men, but to God. The first person in the Bible mentioned contribute the money and die. Ananias. So you can be famous too, either in a notorious way or in a very glorious way. So Ananias has been remembered by so many Christians in the book of Acts. There was another incident in the book of Acts, a young man fall down and die. What's her name? Eutychus, right? So Eutychus become very famous too, fall down and die. So today if you fall down here and die, you dozing and fall down and die, you will be very famous. Almost every NYTS will mention your name to become a warning. Listen attentively, don't fall down and die. Okay. The reason Ananias died, why was the reason Ananias died? Because of his contribution? No. Because in that time, a lot of people contribute everything they have. That's a great glory for a person. And Ananias saw everything he had, but he kept part of it and bring to the apostles and say, this is what I have. But that's a lie. He tried to have certain kind of glory, but he kept part for himself, in sincerity inside. So God was working mightily in that church. So in that moment, Ananias fell down on the ground. And after, and the young men carry him to bury. After 3 hours, and his wife keep on waiting, how come my husband went to the temple, never come back? Went to the church, never come back. And she came to the church looking for her husband. And Peter asked the same question. Why do you attempt God? Verse 9. How is it that you have agreed together to test the spirit of the Lord? So the husband and wife are supposed to be one mind, one accord. But only one thing is for good things. For the bad thing, the best way, don't do it. So the wife come together, they the same mind, same one mind, one accord to test God. And then she fall and die. God's judgment in that right moment. So sometimes God will judge a person after you die. You do something evil, but you are still healthy. You are still very prosperous. Just like in Psalm, in a particular book of chapter of Psalm, a righteous person look at a wicked person, he say, I can understand. He has done so many wicked things, he's more healthy than I am. And then I am. He has done so many wicked things, he earns more money than I do. His behavior is so notorious, and then God bless him, you see. His study is so good. So anything in your heart, if your heart just cannot calm down, if there is God of justice, also a lot of question. Until one time, he started to think about the final judgment. Everybody have to sit in front, stand in front of the throne of God to face the judgment. All of a sudden, he realized God is a God of justice. Either you receive the retribution in this life, or you will be judged in the future. Everybody, you are responsible to whatever you have done. You have to be aware about this. That's called wisdom. A lot of people thought, I do this and do that, nobody know it. That means I don't have to be responsible. And you start to do it. After you do it, all of a sudden, you have to face the consequence of your decision. And you start to regret, and you start to suffer. That's called foolish. So don't be foolish. Every decision you made, you are sowing the seed which you are going to harvest in the later. After you die, or maybe after 10 years, after 20 years, after 1 year, if you think about the consequences, you will never do anything wrong. Sin maybe can be forgiven, but the consequences, you have to bear it. You see, the David commits sin. He almost offended 3 out of 10 commandments. Murder, adultery, and covet other people's wife. Right? 3 out of 10. The sin was very serious. And he prayed, God forgive his sin, but he had to bear the consequences. All his family become chaotic because of the wrongdoing. Even God is very merciful. You commit sin, you come and you repent, God will forgive you. But don't do it. The consequences, you have to bear it. That will make your life become very miserable. So Ananias was judged in that right spot. Yeah. And after this judgment, everybody with fear, verse 11, verse 11. So great fear came upon all the church and upon who heard these things. That kind of fear is a fear with respect. So in the Bible, there are two kinds of fear. The one kind of fear is you fear about some gangster trying to rob you. You feel detested about this person. I fear. You look at a person, you fear. The other person is a fear with reverence. So when in apostolic time, they came to the church with fear, that kind of fear come with reverence. And that kind of fear exactly a true church should have. We come to the church with fear, reverence, and also we rejoice in the Lord. And how to reflect your fear about God, your reverence about God when you come to the church? Be cautious about your words and your deeds. And that is a way to show your fear. How come in the book Acts 5 have to mention about this? Because when the church developed to the stage that 5,000 members, it really necessary need some kind of discipline, so they will remain very spiritual. Otherwise, the sin, if a small sin hidden in a group, the whole group will be corrupted. So God will deal with Ananias very seriously, so that the whole group can keep clean, can keep holy. In chapter 4, the last verse from verse 32 to 35. Chapter 4, 32 to 35. Now the multitude of these who believe were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anything say that any of the things he possessed was of his own. 33. And with great power the apostle gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Because the apostle was with great power, so all the congregation received a lot of grace. So today we have to preach, we have to pray for the worker of God. If the worker of God has more power, all the congregation will be benefited. If the worker of God have power of God, preach with the power. When you listen, your heart can be touched. Your sin can be exposed, and your heart can be moved back to the Lord. Then it's a blessing. When the minister have the power, when they pray, God work in the church, more wonder and signs can happen, and a lot of people will experience the grace of God. So we have to pray for the worker of God, and ask God to give them more power, so that the whole congregation can be edified. Verse 34. Nor was there any one among them who lacked. Nobody lacked anything. For all who were possessor of land or house of sold them and brought the proceed of the things that were sold. So everything, everyone, they lack nothing to support their life. Now, chapter 5, verse 12. And through the hand of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Simon's porch. Many miracles was happened. Verse 13. And yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly. So if a worker of God lose the respect of the church member, then I think the worker of God maybe lack something. If we come to this 13, is the power of God was with them, so the people esteemed them highly. They esteemed them highly, respect them highly. Not because of this person, but because God was with them. Due to this respect of God, they esteem them highly. So in the church, it is not the title who did the church. It is the spiritual cultivation within the church. If this person had a good spiritual cultivation and God was really with this person, everybody will respect the person. God was with him. How can you not respect this person? If you have the title, but there is no abidance of God, if God is not with you, only title is nothing. Now, you cannot lead the church. You cannot do anything. Now, so you can see in the apostolic church, the apostle was esteemed highly because God was with them. The power of God was with them. That is the direction you have to pursue. Oh, one day maybe you have some kind of title. Oh, don't be misled. Oh, the title, of course, represents something. But the real thing that counts is whether God is abiding with us. Okay. Now, let's see. Verse 14. And the believer were increasing, adding to the Lord, multitude of both men and women. This is the second important verse about the increasing of members. Chapter 2, we already remember, they live a life like a family, so the members increase. And chapter 5, the second reason why the member multiplied, because the mighty power and miracle happened. Oh, so the number increased. If the church right now, mighty miracle happened, the members will increase too. Verse 17. And then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with the indignation, filled with jealousy. Okay. Before I go there, verse 15. And so they brought the sick out to the street and laid them on bed and a couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Even the shadow passing by some of them, their sickness was cured. So how powerful they will be. Because God was really working with them. Verse 19. But the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison door and brought them out and said, go stand in the temple to speak to the people all the words of this life. The angel opened the door for them and then they continued to come out and to preach. Verse 22. But when the official came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, indeed, we found the prison shut securely, and the guard stand outside before the door. But when we opened them, we found no one inside, because God already delivered them. So they were under persecution gravely. And chapter 5, verse 33, right now it's talking about a very sensible man. What was the name? Gamaliel. Oh. Because they were under persecution, and Gamaliel was not a Christian. He was a law of the Pharisees. He was a teacher. Who was a Pharisee, he was respected by the teacher and the council members. And they temporarily asked the people to bring the apostle out. And they tell the Israelites how to deal with that. Verse 35. He said, men of Israel, take heed to yourself that you intended to do regarding this man. Verse 36. For some time ago, Theodosius rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him, and he was slain. And all who obeyed him were scattered and come to nothing. If men attract men, when a man dies, everybody scattered. If God attracts men, when this man dies, the people still remain. in the church. That's the difference. So in the True Jesus Church, if the pastor one day, suppose a pastor commits sin and excommunicate by the church, the member will never fall. It's quite different now. In other church, when a pastor change the congregation, a lot of them leave. They come to the church because they like to listen to the preaching of this particular pastor. If you look into the TV program, a lot of TV program has a lot of viewers, all because of particular person. They put the person as the main reason to attract a people. That if this person disappear, and the viewer will decrease. I'll give you a live example. A few years ago, there was a TV evangelist called Pat Robertson, right? Is that called Pat Robertson? There was a person called Pat Robertson. He came out to run for the president as a candidate. So he was unable to preach in his 700 club, some kind of TV program. And his son preached for him. And according to some investigation, while he was absent from that program, the people who viewed the program declined sharply. Unfortunately, he was not elected, and he come back. And the audience shoot up. More people watched the program. So a lot of people try to attract a group of people by particular person. Not long ago, there was about 1 or 2 weeks ago, there was a very famous preacher from Indonesia came and preached in New York. A lot of Christians went there. But in our church, we did not do it in this way. When we have evangelical service, we did not particularly emphasize on which person is going to preaching, because we are not going to use a person to attract a people. So Gamaliel advice, just takes time. Time will prove everything. If this is come from God, and you persecute this group of people, you are persecuting God, then you are not only a sinner, you are the chief sinner, just like a soul. But if this is not coming from God, once the person dies, they are going to scatter. So don't pay too much attention about this. That's the time to prove it. So after Gamaliel talk about this, what happened? Verse 29, verse 38, chapter 5, verse 38. And now I say to you, keep away from this men and let them alone. If this plan or this work is of men, he will come to nothing. Verse 39. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And they agreed with him, and they had called for the apostle and beaten them, and commanded, and they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So all this, all the people who persecute the apostle, even before they release them, they beat them and let them go. In the history of TJC, we did have some occasion, a group of people are not satisfied with the church, and they branch out. It happened a few times. But eventually all come back. Those who leave a group of people separate from the TJC and form another church and have service by themselves, the leader in the church is communicated. And they bring the people to be baptized in other church. And the leader and those who are baptized, the church is communicated the person. But all the other followers, sooner or later, will come back to the same church. Because once you understand the truth of TJC, once you receive the Holy Spirit in the TJC, once you receive the grace of God in TJC, you go somewhere, you can never feel satisfied. Now, for example, you pray with Holy Spirit. If you have the experience being filled by the Holy Spirit, you attend the service in the other church, you are not satisfied. Do you know? the pastor praying here is not enough. How can one person pray for everybody? Everybody has a different kind of need. So you need to kneel down and you pray directly with God. So when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you attend the service in other denominations, you cannot be satisfied. The same thing with the preaching. If the sermon delivered, preached by the movement of God, after the service, you feel your heart is fulfilled. And when you go to other denominations, sometimes they preach, they quote a small piece of the small paragraph, and then they talk randomly. And you will feel that they are human is talking. It's not God who is talking through this person. Your spirit is not fulfilled. So any person who won't worship God, who won't really get connected with God, sooner or later you will find out you will come back to the true church. So the Gamaliel advice is quite good. So we come to the end of chapter 5. Now we come to chapter 6. Chapter 6 is talking about the separation between the administration work and the ministerial work. Chapter 6. Okay. Verse 1. Now in those days when the number of the apostles was multiplied, there arose a murmuring against the Hebrew by the Hellenistic, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. You see, neglected by the Hebrew, because they speak a different language. They are all Jews. Some were under the education of the Greek culture, so they speak Greek language. And some are traditional Jews. They speak the Hebrew language. So there's a miscommunication. And because of this, so some of the widow was neglected, and so the church has a lot of complaint, and they have to deal with this complaint properly, so that the church can continue to grow. And how can they deal with this kind of problem? Verse 2. Then the 12 apostles summoned the multitude of the disciples, saying, "It is not desirable that we should leave the words of God and serve the table." Because originally God chose the 12 disciples, so they had to preach. You see, just chapter 5, they were terribly beaten, right? By the club, terribly beaten. After they beaten, released from the prison, they come back, they have to cook. After the cook, distribute to everybody. On the one hand, they have to preach. On the other, they have to cook and do the administration work. So everybody look at them, wow, you suffer so much for the Christ. But a lot of people had nothing to do. So in the church, if you see only a small number of the church member work very hard, feel very tiresome, and most of the member has nothing to do, this church has problem. Really? We have to distribute the work according to the gift for the worker of God. They have to dedicate themselves to pray and preaching. For the other administration work, we have to assign to everybody. So everybody has the work to do in the church. So this is a separation between administration work and pastoring work. Start from here. And they want to choose 7 people to in charge of the distributing the food. Let us see what is the criteria. Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. They try to choose 7 people so they can appoint this business of distributing the food. But the criteria they set up is not who is good at cooking. No, the criteria they set up is not whose muscle is bigger. You can dip up 30 pounds, okay? And Brother B, 31 pounds, because you can dip 1 more pound. No, the criteria is not that way. The criteria is good reputation. and full with wisdom, and full of the Holy Spirit. Then we have to think about, how come they are doing the administration work? And they need to have to fulfill this spiritual criteria. Why? So this set a good example for us nowadays. In the church, we elect the board member. We always pretty much follow this condition. Anyone who wants to serve the church, spiritual condition must be met in order to be qualified. Because 3,000 people, 5,000 people gathering there, and these 7 people are going to deal with them directly. So there is an interpersonal relationship between the 7 people and the 3,000 people. If you only have a good muscle, if you only have a skill of cooking, but if you don't have a very good spirituality, they're going to a lot of trouble, a problem arise. You see, Moses, when he was 40 years old, he had a very big muscle. Right? Physically, he was well built. He had a deal. But when he see a Egyptian take advantage of the Israelite, what did he do? He beat the Egyptian to die. He used his own way to rescue the Israelite. That's not God's way. So if these 7 people who in charge of the food did not have a good spirituality, maybe they will use a human way to deal with other people. That will cause a lot of confusion in the church. So that is the main reason they need to have this kind of criteria. So if you want to serve God in the church, of course, one hand, you have to prepare yourself ready to equip yourself with different kind of skill. But on the other hand, we have to emphasize on spiritual cultivation. The first one, good reputation. What does that mean, good reputation? What does it mean, good reputation? Where comes a good reputation? Virtue, good reputation comes from good conduct, could come from good virtues. So this person must have a good conduct. When everybody look at you and feel that you are really a role model. And the good conduct in your speech, good conduct in your love, good conduct in your faith, in different aspects. Just like Paul encouraged Timothy, do not let other people look down upon you. You have to set the example in the speech, in faith, in purity, in different aspects. Always show your maturity so you can be qualified to serve God. Now, the second one is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Why is it important to be filled by the Holy Spirit? Because Holy Spirit is a fire. When you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you have the zeal to serve God. So when Jesus was in 12 years old, he already had the zeal. When Jesus was in 30 years old, he said, do you know I have to kill my... His heart was burning by God, by the zeal of God. So he was eager to serve God. He said, working for God is my food. Zeal. He was burning. His heart was burning. Without the fullness of the Holy Spirit, one person cannot serve God too long. Why is that cannot serve God too long? For example, these few days, so many people are serving you. Right? Does any of you really go to them and say, thank you, appreciate what they have done? Most of people you have, most of experience, if you work for God in the church, if you do something wrong, all of a sudden a lot of people point the finger on you. This cooking, too salty. And other people say this cooking is not salty enough. So So it's very difficult to do, because they have different kind of test. But if you do something, some work well done, not many people really appreciate you. So without the zeal to serve God, you cannot work too long in the church. Because in the church, you work for church, there is no compensation. So only the love of God will motivate you to do it. So they have to feel by the Holy Spirit. Quite often in the church, we will find out, when there's a new kind of holy work available, everybody sign up. But after a few months later, you can see gradually those who sign up one by one disappear. One time there was a church, they tried to establish a transportation team. A lot of youth volunteer. I just got a driver license. I want to go to the airport, pick up somebody. They enjoy the driving. It's fun. It's fun. So a lot of young people sign up. But after 6 months later, one by one drop. It's not funny. You go to the airport, waiting in there. Sometimes the airplane delayed. And you come back. Right? And some church member went there. They are waiting in the arrival level. And they are waiting in the departure. So a lot of confusion. So you will get frustrated. Like next time, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, I did not receive any benefit from the church. Unless you really have the zeal, the loving God, you cannot serve too long in the church. So they must feel by the Holy Spirit. So they have the zeal. It's very important. The third one should be filled with the wisdom. In order to serve God, we have to be filled by the wisdom. Why? Why we have to be filled by the wisdom? The wisdom to understand God's will. Is whatever do is according to God's will? This is very important. Especially, the spiritual wisdom, according to the book of James, is that wisdom will bring peace among people. If these person don't have spiritual wisdom, there's a different opinion about certain things about the church. If you have spiritual wisdom, you know how to handle the situation, so everything will become very smooth, peaceful. If you don't have the spiritual wisdom, when any conflict, small business, then it will cause a lot of confusion in the church. So that's the difference, spiritual wisdom. And also, spiritual wisdom will be related to the direction. You guide the church. The direction. It's far more important. Spiritual wisdom. One day, there was a church trying to purchase a chapel. There were two different opinions. A small group of the Christian come from a particular area. Maybe that's the tradition of that area. They emphasize, if we want to collect enough money to build a chapel, we have to publicize all the names and the amount they contribute the money. Do you agree with this? No. And some part of the church, Christian, the members say, we should not do that. So there's a different opinion. And how come they come up with this opinion? You have to publish the name. He said, in the church, there are a lot of rich person. They drive Mercedes, they live a good house. If you write down the name, they will not only contribute 500. Why? Because they feel embarrassed. So their number must be 2 more 0. So they use this way, try to make the people contribute the money. But if you look carefully, this is not the right way to make the people contribute the money. The right way should come from, they've been touched by the heart of God. This is only one of the examples. The other example is whether most of you are the youth. How should we bring the youth to the church? Yes, you can have a lot of activity. But activity should only a means, is not a purpose. Do you know this chapel? Before we purchase this chapel, what is the chapel used for? Sunday, after the service, bingo in this chapel. Because they lose the membership. Only bingo can attract the member, but still, after bingo, no matter how much bingo you play in the church, you cannot compare with casino in Las Vegas. So eventually the chapel had to sell. So the church activity is good, but it's only an initial stage. You attract the people, youth come back to the church. Once the youth come back to the church, you have to transform their spirituality, get them connected with God. So eventually you move the program, you move the activity, they will remain in the church. But if we continue to use a lot of program to attract the youth to the church, and youth come to the church only want to have fun, someday there's going to have a problem. No matter what kind of program you have, your program can never compare with the program in the McDonald's or Disneyland. So once your program stop, the youth just disappear from the church. So this is something to do with wisdom, spiritual wisdom. How should you do it? So you can bring the people in front of God, not in front of an activity only. So spiritual wisdom. Three conditions: good reputation and full of Holy Spirit and full of wisdom. Let's pray, silence.